Well, joining me on the line now is Joseph Stead, who's a senior economic justice advisor for Christian Aid. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us today. Now, it seems that tax avoidance is just a huge topic at the moment, getting bigger and bigger over the last year or so. But for Christian Aid, you've been working on this issue for some years now.
Yes, I mean, we've been working on it since before 2008, which was when our first big report came out on this, and that was to expose really the sheer scale of the issue of tax dodging on developing countries. So, as you say, it's a big issue here in the UK, but our research suggests that developing countries lose over $160 billion a year in lost tax revenue just on trade by multinationals and other foreign trade, and that's significantly more than the global aid budget. So this is a really big issue for developing countries who are struggling to find the resources to pay for healthcare, schools, and the infrastructure that they need.
So break it down then. What do we mean by tax avoidance?
There's a variety of things that they're doing, but one of the main areas that we look at is the issue of transfer pricing. So it's how multinationals basically move things around within their companies and between the different subsidiaries they have in different countries. And there's a huge incentive to multinationals to try and artificially shift their profits around so that the majority of their profits appear to occur in countries with very low taxes rather than countries where actually much of the economic activity or much of the actual work in a multinational might be done. So what we see is profits being shifted away from developing countries where, be it products are manufactured or resources are taken out of the ground, and then those profits reappearing in tax havens where little of actual substance happens, but very large profit is said to have happened, and that allows the multinational to avoid paying corporation tax in developing countries.
And how does this relate to tax evasion? What's the difference?
I think the best quote is saying the difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion is the thickness of a prison wall, which essentially says, you know, the difference is that tax evasion is illegal. Tax avoidance operates in the grey zone, what the law doesn't specifically say anything about. You then have tax minimisation, which is things such as ISAs and other specific areas where the law clearly says, you know, this is allowed to minimise tax, but you have this very grey area of avoidance where the law doesn't say anything. So it's finding loopholes there, and I think that's the problem. You have companies seeking to abuse the law for purposes which the law wasn't intended, but enabling them to save large amounts of tax in there. So strictly speaking, the difference is one of legality, but I think, you know, a lot of what is avoidance, and people would say, well, it's legal, sometimes it's because people aren't aware that the law enables this to happen. So it's areas where the law is silent.
I guess the logical implication of what you've said then is that we need to make tax avoidance illegal in some form.
Yeah, so there's certainly some areas where definitely that is what should happen. And you see it in the UK where they've brought in new schemes which clamp down on various forms of tax avoidance. But I think there is also the challenge that there is an obligation on companies and individuals to think about this a bit more as well, because there is an element of discretion that is being exercised in choosing to go for what are, as the Chancellor and the Prime Minister says, very aggressive tax avoidance schemes, where you should be able to know this isn't what the law intended, this isn't right, and do we have to have a law for everything, or can we say people should be expected to exercise their judgment properly and to say, actually, I don't think this is right and therefore I won't do it.
Are there any reasons why this wouldn't be addressed? Is there, I guess if a government is not wanting to rub up companies the wrong way, they would maybe turn a blind eye and don't ask, don't tell type of mentality?
You know, you can see it sometimes if there's a significant amount of lobbying that happens, and certainly we see it in a lot of the developing countries where Christian Aid operates, is you see that the private sector and indeed wealthy individuals often have a very strong lobbying influence over a government and over parliament, and they obviously have incentives to avoid tax and to stop real significant action taking place on this. So certainly we have partners in Guatemala where a lot of the parliament is dominated by these vested interests who have a desire to stop the government taking serious action against tax avoidance. And there in Guatemala you have the situation where for every dollar that the government takes in tax revenue, it's estimated that another $4 have been sacrificed by the government in various forms of tax incentives and tax avoidance and other ways that the elites in Guatemala take advantage of tax avoidance.
As I understand it, this is now, tax avoidance is Christian Aid's main focus at the moment. It's your main project that you want to address. What action are you taking to try and bring down tax avoidance worldwide?
First, to clarify, you know, we want to tackle tax evasion as well, so, you know, so we do also want to prosecute those that are on the illegal side of things. I mean, we've been calling for a variety of measures for a few years now. One is to improve the way that companies report their information, so you can get a better idea of exactly where tax avoidance or indeed tax evasion may be taking place. So we're asking companies to report their financial information for every country where they operate, broken down country by country. At the minute, there's only the obligation to provide a global set of accounts. So if we broke it down country by country, we'd have a much better picture and a better understanding of how companies are taking advantage of the tax systems. We're also asking for measures to enable governments to share information around taxpayers better. So we're asking for automatic information exchange. So it would be much more difficult for both tax evaders and tax avoiders to hide the information of what they're doing elsewhere from revenue authorities in developing countries. And, you know, this is part of the key to it, is actually the lack of information, especially in developing countries where they have on average about 1/20 of the capacity that developed country governments have in their revenue authorities. So they really do need the assistance. And one of the asks that we're making of the government this year is the UK government should do a lot more to help provide really good quality information to developing countries on UK headquartered multinationals that are operating in developing countries to help them out with that task.
This country has had quite a few scandals of recent, particularly companies like Amazon, Google, Starbucks. Have you been surprised at how many of these well-known day-to-day brands and companies have been caught up in some of the same issues?
I think what it's showing is just how much both companies and indeed individuals have failed to realise just how big an issue this is, and the fact that people don't just see tax as a cost to be minimised, but they do see taxes as something more, as part of the social contract. If companies and individuals are to be a part of society, they must be seen to be making their contribution to society too. And I think that's what has enabled a lot of companies to be caught out, is they've seen tax purely as a bottom line issue. And what we need to see is, yes, it's partly about economics, but it's also part about what it is to be part of a society and to be part of building that society up. And it's why we see tax as a really important point for developing countries, is it's part about building those societies, building the accountability and building the relationships between individuals, civil society, the private sector and the government. And if you have those working together in partnership and all contributing as they can best to those societies, then you get really effective, sustainable development, which is what we need to get these countries to where they want to be.
Mm. Well, Joseph Stead from Christian Aid, many thanks for taking a few minutes to outline tax avoidance and tax evasion. Thanks very much.
Many thanks, Tom.